Yeah, enough of that. Welcome to Alec the Scribbles. It's 1:07 in the morning here. I mean, you've been listening to, I don't know, something that is something I would never play on my show. But I guess somebody thought that people would like to listen to the Putumayo Kids Present Asian Dreamland, a collection of children's world music on their Friday nights, you know. Nothing gets you going like that. Anything by the Putumayo Kids. Anyways, I guess I should probably just get here on time and I wouldn't have this problem. I just had to turn that off. I don't know. I don't have anything to play. I don't even have my intro with me tonight, but I scanned the playlist very quickly and was fortunate to find an album by Ween called La Cucaracha with a giant cockroach on the cover. So, I don't know, Ween, you can't really go wrong with Ween. I think I'm going to go with the first track, Fiesta. And hopefully it's not too out there. Anyways, I like the scribble here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for all your contributions to the Fun Drive. In the past week or so, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but the computer here, the ancient punch card computer we have in the studio here, is on its last legs. I had to kick it in order for it to stop rattling enough that I could actually turn the microphone on. But hopefully your donations were enough to put it out of its misery and get us something new. Because this is kind of embarrassing, actually. Anyways, like I promised, Ween here on CITR 101.9 FM, La Cucaracha. Yes. There we go.
Everybody's building up a big blue balloon. They made the string from fairy wings and golden dreams. See how high it goes, no one knows about the blue balloon. She's defied the eyes of all man, sliding over and down the big blue balloon. Can the father's arm reach the child above the clouds, so's to dance the day up high, away up high, above the blue balloon? Blue, blue balloon, my soul calls to you. sweet surprise, an orb wide, accepting all. Beating along the paths of polar caps and icicles, she melts into the earth and blows the air back to the central. Blue balloon.
Once again, Ween delivers with Blue Balloon. It's a great, great track. Anyways, let's see what I got for you. It was Express 2. Express 2, is that what it is? Express 2, yes. Yes, the Tommy Boy record label, it looks like. Express 2 with, let's see, Witchy Taito. Totally random here. Anyways, here you go. Well, let me just say, I apologize for that. As we had a caller. Oh, jeez. That's just too good to play anymore of. It's not the usual Tommy Boy sound, but yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I totally failed at finding anything else to play, though, so let's see. Actually, I grabbed this Tarantelle, which is not bad. Not much to it, though. That's where YouTube comes in.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Blanson. Good night, Mr. Blanson. Sleep tight.
Thank you, sir. the scripture reads, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? That the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Praise God. Let me tell you something. There's coming a day and a time when people are going to look at the bride, and they're going to see Jesus. They're going to see Jesus. They're going to see some old church. They're going to see some old filthy church doctrine. They're going to see adultery with the world. She's not going, oh, hallelujah. You look at the church and all they do is take on organizations. They take on committees. They take on this. They take on that. This doctrine, that doctrine. They run out and they go roller skating every Monday night. They praise God when they, oh, hallelujah. They don't go, oh, glory be unto God. They don't go to a fellowship hall to fellowship no more. They go down to eat to stuff their face. That's all they do. That's all they want to do. They want to stuff their face. Oh, praise God. Let me tell you something. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in the Holy Ghost, in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. She's going to be without spot, without wrinkle. And she's going to be called after his name. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you something today. Oh, glory be unto God. There's coming a time. There's coming a time. Verse of the 14th chapter of St. John. He said, If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's the words of Jesus. You want to deny the word of God? He said here. He said, oh, glory be unto God. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus is the comforter. He is the fullness of God. He is the Holy Ghost. You get him, you get the Holy Ghost. You get him, you get the Father. You get, oh, glory be unto God. Glory be unto God. You're going to have to get a hold of God in these last days and times. You're not going to be able to commit worldly things. You're going to be different from the world. You're going to be holy and righteous before God. You're going to quit playing church. You're going to live what he said. You say, well, Sam, that still don't sound right. That still don't sound right. You're forgetting Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. You're in the book of Colossians. There's some deep truth to be had by people that will receive it. There's some people that receive the deep truth today. He said here in the first chapter, praise God. In the 19th verse, he said, For it pleased the Father that in him should all now, that's a big word, all means everything. He said, everything that God was. He said, For in him should all fullness dwell in the tabernacle called Jesus Christ that wore the name of the Father. Praise God, that wore the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Go just a little bit further with me. Catch it here. All for today. I'm running out of time, but I'll continue. Lord willing, I'll preach this message. Some more. I got to bring out the truth that he gave me. Praise God. Get in touch with me somehow. If you want to know more about the God here, if you want to know more about the truth of God and not this old worldly trash that they're teaching and everything. Praise God. You write me. You get a hold of me. You get in touch with me. God bless you today. In Jesus' name, I love you. Amen.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh. be waiting around with handfuls of rocks. See what I told down about what half the churches in the world believe in this. Because it don't go along with that. If it don't go along with that, then I don't believe. And they shouldn't, let me say. They can see it. It's blind.
I sense evil lurking into my chambers. What are you doing here? How dare you interrupt me with your impassions? You've made me angry!
Shazam! Yes, you Reflection detection. How about this, baby lips? I'll save you for later, mama hungry. Rainbow turbo blasters, eh? How about some jelly bean chips?
Willow, willow, you're beautiful when you explode.
Well, that's a good spot to say hello. It's about 5 minutes to 2 a.m. here at CITR, and probably where you are, too. Just heard Leslie and the Lies. Doing a song about Willow, the movie Willow from a while ago. Leslie and the Lies. I guess she's I don't know if she's a he or if she's just like adored by drag queens, but yeah. Apparently, she tours in her mobile home with her little gold pants and bedazzler. Very interesting. Let's see. She's not coming here anytime soon. Looks like the closest she'll be is... She's got a show tomorrow in New York at the Knitting Factory. And then November she's playing in Iowa. Yeah, that's about as close as she's going to get. We also heard Taranto, the album Ghetto Beats, On the Surface of the Sun. We heard the second disc.
My name's Leslie.
It was a very, it was a pretty good album, actually. I liked it. We only heard a few of the tracks on it, starting, let's see. Warm Glass, Fever Sleep. Sleep Map, Whistle in the Wires,
the Junior Gems. Now the dancey dance I'm going to teach you is called Razzle Dazzle. First, let's see those glitter hands.
Got an album here called Comet 3 Astral Voyager on Fire Museum Records. Sounds kind of interesting. It's going to be the background for the next while, I think. And I'm gonna play some Dalek before I get out of here.
Laser beam up, laser beam up, razzle dazzle,
razzle dazzle.
All right, I think you're ready. Oh, yeah. Let's do it, everybody.
I apologize for the skipping sound. It's the internet. I just had to pause that for a second. Glitter hands, razzle, dazzle is how it goes. Yeah. Tell you what, I'm gonna play this Dalek right now. Oh, wait, I'll play this.
It's my time to leave. Thank you.
White God, you'll be acting kinda odd. Boy, kid, you must be lying. My God, The black guy, who you crazy? My God, the brown guy, who you crazy? My God, the white guy, your reaction's kinda odd, boy, get less than I will. Get like Jesus, sick of bullshit preachers, concerned with the board of fetus, don't give a fuck with Jesus. Speak so tedious, if Abraham read us, why they still Abner the Weavers? Slaves since days of Julius Caesar, mass need to dominate, overshadows need to breathe, pray to your pagan gods, while you twisting all them trees. Scrape these, don't prove what you believe, your blind faith passed to your seeds. Kill the garden type weeds, turn around and blame it on me, why you blame me for blemishing a family tree? I love root all of humanity. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Signature blasphemy, religion, pure alchemy, your gold lies no lead streets. Blessed are the weak, who reek in honesty. True green line botany, they hold can be for hides. I'm the food chain, deciding who to blame for each and every heartless act. Way the venom is exact, I retain no tact. You speak the pure fact, mixed with blood, you split tongue. Collapsed lung, only help to breathe, diseased atmosphere. Expect me to adhere to your bullshit, go to silence. Speak the dawn of violence, this ain't no man's denialing. I watch the youth, the kids is wildin'. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. You pray to. Shadows need to breathe, pray to your pagan gods, while you twisting all them trees. Scrape these, don't prove what you believe, your blind faith passed to your seeds. Kill the garden type weeds, turn around and blame it on me, why you blame me for blemishing a family tree? I love root all of humanity. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Who you crazy? My God, the black God, who you crazy? My God, the brown God, who you crazy? My God, the white God, your reaction's kinda odd, for a kid who doesn't lie. Signature blasphemy, religion, pure alchemy, your gold lies no lead streets.
blessed or the weak, who reek in honesty, true green line botany. They hold can be for hides, I'm the rule chain, deciding who to blame. For each and every heart in the sack, way the venom is exact. I retain no tact, to speak the pure fact, mixed with blood you spit tongue. Collapse lung, only help to breathe, diseased atmosphere. Expect me to adhere to your bullshit code of silence. Speak the dawn of violence, this ain't no man's denialing. I watch the youth, the kids is wildin'. Who you pray to, my God, the black God? Who you pray to, my God, the brown God? Who you pray to, my God, the white God? Your reaction's kinda awkward, you must deny. Who you pray to, my God, the black God? Who you pray to, my God, the brown God? Who you pray to, my God, the white God? Your reaction's kinda awkward, you must deny. Who you pray to, my God, the black God? Who you pray to, my God, the brown God? Who you pray to, my God, the white God? Your reaction's kinda awkward, you must deny. Who you pray to, my God, the black God? Who you pray to, my God, the brown God? Who you pray to, my God, the white God? Your reaction's kinda awkward, you must deny. Who you pray to?
in noticing your weather, I would think this will go down in history as one of your worst winters that you've had in many a year. Between the volume of snow and the low temperatures. And I'm sure it's really enervating coping with the cold. It takes a lot of energy just keeping your body warm. Don't imagine you spend too much time out in the fresh air, however. But I don't know how much of a walk you have to take before you get to your means of transportation down to the office. And I'm not even sure how far you walk from the office to the elevator or to the underground. I really haven't any too much news. I think I mentioned on the phone that Trudy was in the hospital. She had surgery on Wednesday. I gather there was something wrong in the area where the ureter joins onto the bladder on one side, and they done a repair job there. And unfortunately, she's going to have further surgery in about 6 months' time, I gather. On the other kidney, it was plugged or something. So she really has a lot of what you would call genital urinary problems. However, I was up to see her last night for a while, and she looks pretty good and didn't seem to be too uncomfortable. The usual number of intravenous bottles running and drainage bottles and so forth. Mabel is still taking most of the combined energy of the whole family to keep her going, between Lorna going in and getting her breakfast and John and I getting her supper. I mean, quite frankly, this can't go on. You know, you can do it for a while, but you can't indefinitely, not when you have other commitments. And I'm in a mess at work. I just seem to be inundated with work. And behind in reports and so forth. So, it's very difficult. I hate to cannot hurt a person who's always been generous with their own time. Appreciate her not wanting to consider nursing home care at this point. And of course, getting a suitable person to come in. However, we'll have to work something out. By the way, I went to an auction a while back. Bought some Indian baskets, which I think I'll say I used the money with. This is what I had in mind. Thank you.
sort of just put myself on the counter there in the bathroom. And then I'll tell you I'm gonna get you breakfast and you'll finish in the bathroom and shake. Eventually you'll come out to the bath into the kitchen and I'll have a breakfast there for you. That's what I wish that today had in store for us.
The road to the top was a rocky one for Josh Fenderman, and he had no idea it would lead to the bottom. By the time that he was 12 years old, Josh Fenderman was one of Hollywood's toppest young stars. Commercials like this one for Frankie P. Cheesewinkle's Pleasure Factory, an arcade and pizza place, catapulted him into the upper echelon.
It's Pumpkin Mini!
America fell in love with the young boy who made faces like he couldn't believe what he just said. Nobody knew his name, but what his parents knew was that they had a hit on their hands.
People say his father and I took advantage of Josh. What they don't realize is for the first 5 or 6 years of his life, he made no money at all. Zero. We paid for everything. Finally, we were getting a return on our investment. What was once a whiny little baby was now a money bag with teeth.
And then Josh got the call every actor waits for. Director Saul Steigenberg was widely acclaimed as the best thing to come out of Hollywood since sliced bread, not to mention its sequel, Sliced Bread 2, Electric Boogaloo. Three of his six films were in the top 10 out of 12 of all time. Saul tapped Josh to play the lead in his next blockbuster-to-be, The Goober Patrol. It was a role that would net him tens of millions of thousands of hundreds of dollars. Josh was on top of the world. And as he got older, movies like Dumbbell University and Tuna Fishing 87 increased not only Josh's popularity, but also his bankroll.
We built a glass mansion on a hill overlooking a ghetto so the poor people could look up and be inspired by our wealth.
But even with all this right, what the public didn't see coming was all the wrong. By the end of the 80s, Josh was flat broke. Amazingly, Josh doesn't condemn the Hollywood party system for his decline.
There's only one thing I can blame, and that's the money itself. I didn't know how to spend this money. It didn't come with instructions or a manual. I didn't realize that if you exchanged it for property or services, that they would take it away for good. And that's just what they did.
Josh took the kind of risk he usually reserves for his acting, waging a lengthy court battle against the Treasury Department.
Just let me say this, all right? This money is gone. I'm from Hollywood. I make millions of dollars pretending to be other people. But no one was pretending when they took this money away from me.
All right, now come on. Let's
Josh won his case. Forcing the Treasury Department to include a warning on all newly minted currency. After Josh's success, several similar suits cropped up in courthouses all across the country.
Oh, this is so sweet. I'll never eat it.
Annex, the Sarah Payne, which was once a temple.
beautiful remains. But this place was once the brain and glory of the greatest city on the planet Earth. If I could travel back into time, this is the place I would visit. The Library of Alexandria at its height 2,000 years ago. Here, in an important sense, began the intellectual adventure which has led us into space. All the knowledge in the ancient world was once within these marble walls. In the Great Hall, there may have been a mural of Alexander, the crook and flail and ceremonial headdress of the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. This library was a citadel of human consciousness, a beacon on our journey to the stars. It was the first true research institute in the history of the world. And what did they study? They studied everything, the entire cosmos. Cosmos is a Greek word for the order of the universe. In a way, it's the opposite of chaos. It implies a deep interconnectedness of all things. Subtle way that the universe is put together. Genius flourished here. In addition to Eratosthenes, there was the astronomer Hipparchus, who mapped the constellations and established the brightness of the stars. And there was Euclid, who brilliantly systematized geometry. He told his king, who was struggling with some difficult problem in mathematics, that there was no royal rule to geometry. There was Dionysius of Thrace, the man who defined the parts of speech, nouns, verbs, and so on. If the language, in a way, what Euclid did, to geometry. There was Heraclitus, a physiologist, that thought the brain rather than the heart as the seat of intelligence. It was Archimedes, the greatest mechanical genius until the time of Leonardo da Vinci. And it was the astronomer Ptolemy, who compiled much of what today is the pseudoscience of astrology. His Earth-centered universe held sway for 1,500 years, showing that intellectual brilliance is no guarantee of it being dead wrong. And among these great men, there was also a great woman named Hypatia. She was a mathematician and an astronomer, the last light of the library, whose martyrdom was bound up in the destruction of this place 7 centuries after it was founded. Complexity and information content. Its structure reflects all the stages through which it has passed. The brain has evolved from the inside out. Deep inside is the oldest part of the brain stem. It conducts many of the basic biological functions, including the rhythms of life, like the heartbeat and respiration. The higher functions of the brain have evolved in three successive stages, according to a provocative insight by the American biologist Paul MacLean. You see, capping the brain stem is the so-called R complex, R for reptile. It's the seat of aggression, ritual, territoriality, and social hierarchies. Evolved hundreds of millions of years ago in our reptilian ancestors. So deep inside our brain is something rather like the history of an apocalypse. Surrounding the R complex is the limbic system, or mammal brain. It evolved some tens of millions of years ago in ancestors who were mammals, all right, but not yet primates like monkeys or apes. It's a major source of our moods and emotions, our concern and care for the young. And then finally, on the outside of the brain, living in a kind of uneasy truce with the more primitive brains beneath, is the cerebral cortex, evolved millions of years ago in ancestors who were primates. This is the point of embarkation for all our cosmic journeys, the cerebral cortex, where matter is transformed into consciousness. Here, comprising more than two-thirds of the brain mass, is the realm both of intuition and of critical analysis. It's here that we have ideas and inspirations, here that we read and write, here that we do mathematics and music. The cortex regulates our conscious lives. It is the distinction of our species, the seat of our humanity. Art and science live here. Civilization is a product of the cerebral cortex. Behind the forehead are the frontal lobes of the cerebral cortex. They may be the places where we anticipate events.